Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ the Life message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. It's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, we'll pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, we'll do our best on the Lord Jesus to ask for you. Having a comment, so we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So thank God for those of you listening to us at this 7 o'clock hour, Central Standard Time here in the United States. My name is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ, the Lives and Message. And we are here on Blog Talk Radio with another segment of Love Thy Neighbor. And as our brother, Brother Lee, and the sisters come together to head this off, I want to take this opportunity to thank God for all you listening far and near. May the Lord bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. And I want to welcome you to those of you on this list that Blog Talk gives the, I guess you could say, top five countries that's listening in. And welcome to those of you, Japan, the United Kingdom, welcome Kenya. You know, to those of you listening and all other countries I have not named, I want to welcome you to listening to the broadcast. And for those of you listening to us on this broadcast, on this page, you see the follow button, click on it. It asks for your email information. And the purpose of that is that whenever we create a broadcast, that you will be alerted through the email whenever we create it. Once again, it's a good thing to have because even though we are scheduled to come on at 7 p.m. nightly, there will be times and have been times where we will have to schedule an early broadcast. So, hey, hit that follow button, put in the email information so you can be alerted whenever we have to do a broadcast. Amen. And this is a blessed day in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for this day he made and created. And I want to say that make sure you stay in connection with our Lord. Amen. You know, and I want to say this, it's easy to, you know, kind of trick off and fall off. And, you know, we need to get back up on the saddle. Amen. And it is very much needed in this day and time. I know some of you have heard from, you know, others and probably myself and others on the broadcast that this is going to be a year of revealing. You know, it's good things and bad things. It's going to be a year of revealing. It's going to be a year of blessings. It's going to be a year of things that be unveiled and all of that. But we don't want to lose our connection with the Lord. Amen. So stay in tune and connection with Christ. God bless you, brother.
Well, shalom. Shalom, brother, and to all of the servants of the Lord and worldwide and every nation, and saints who are gathered together in the name of the Lord, and to all the people far and wide. Glad to have another opportunity to exalt Christ in the kingdom of God and to share the grace and redemption and his soon coming and preparing a people. By the way, it's good to be able to talk and have your right mind just in case people don't think this is the divine privilege that we're on this radio broadcast that God has permitted us that we may share the gospel of the kingdom and talk about the Christ promise of soon to reveal and manifest himself to come again. So we are grateful to hand what we call eventually first who was called Handmaiden Night. But we're going into a prayer of intercession and spiritual warfare and this prevailing prayer that we may save our nation. We might intercede with the saints around the horn and all around America to intercede with together that we might turn the tide of evil and idolatry and paganism that's come over our nation, that we may destroy the works of the devil to bring about the awakening of the midnight cry, that the Lord might send revival and spiritual awakening before America is consumed and its enemies walking on his doorsteps. So here we are in this intercession, prevailing spiritual warfare and petitioning God to send restoration, revival, and awakening. And we'll refer to our people that we are connected with, who's called the Church of Christ, with the Elijah message. I'm sure most people have not heard of this work, which is called the Church or the Body of Christ, with an angel coming called Elijah to restore all things. So hello, brother, are you still being working them 10 hours or whatever that got you going?
Yeah, we're still doing that. We're doing 56 hours a week. So, yeah, we still on it. And 6 hours on Saturday and 10 hours through the week.
Well,
Friday.
Thank God. Thank God. And a little while you find out why I said, thank God, why you getting all these hours. So it's going to be a super blessing after a while. God
yes,
knows how
is.
To provide for us and give us provisions and to help us to open doors and make preparation for better days and terrible days that are ahead. So thank God for the extra hours that he's given him. And it's God's provision way of opening and preparing us. Well, anyway, is any of the handmaidens on tonight, or this is Saturday night, everybody's busy?
Well, we got Sister Stella on. God bless you, Sister Stella.
God bless.
Hello, Sister Stella. How's the pump water in your area, the pump water? You get pump water?
Uh-huh, yeah, I have pump water. It's good. It's good.
Yeah. One thing when I was a little kid living in the deep south, mm-hmm. was the water.
Yeah.
And I have it in pump water in the deep south because I had pumps in a lot of certain areas, mm-hmm. in the rural area. And
mm-hmm.
they had another type of water that we got water. It depends on what part of the south you were living in. And when I was living with my grandmother, mm-hmm. my grandfather, and I was 4 years old, we had what is called system water.
Okay.
System is where you get the rain water and it runs into a system. It's a plot you build it inside of how it put concrete, and the rainwater runs. When it rains,
okay.
it runs through this into the system, and you put sulfur in it, inside of it, so that nothing would contaminate. So I had experience of getting drawn water out of a system, and also and out of pump, and I enjoyed the pump spring water. I really enjoyed it. And when I drink, it's healthy, of course. More healthy. I don't know what they bombed so many pollution and bombed so many bombs, and I don't know how the water is now. But they'll put so much chemicals by this bombing, underground bombing, testing in America, and also in environment change, and the waterways are now filthy. They're dumping all kind of oil spills into the waterways, certain parts of the world where the whales are coming up on the beach and they refuse to go back in the water. The water is so contaminated. The beach, that some whales, they try to pull them back in the water and they won't go in there. It's just, they done man done messed up everything. He done polluted everything. Where they go, man, with his greed has polluted the earth, the water, the air, the environment, and the caps on the North Pole, the ice caps are melting. So that means we're going to have terrible waves and floods because the ice caps are melting. And the Bible tells us that they're going to come, that these things were going to occur and why they were occurring. So we're in that day. We're in that
wow.
Wow. So hello, Sister Anderson. Are you... baking a cake or cooking a turkey or something? No, she's busy with Brother Adam.
I'm not met you all. I'm not baking a cake. I'm not cooking a turkey. matter of fact, I said my husband, and I was ready. I'm ready for the broadcast.
Okay, well, say hello to Brother Anderson, the chef of the house, I guess. And don't forget now, hug your children and your grandchildren. Let them know they are precious and they are valuable commodities in the sight of the Lord. So let them know how precious their lives and who they are as we celebrate different nations, and we celebrate what we're celebrating, what we call commonly call History Month, African-American history. So let your children and their cousins and let them know that they are very precious and they're very valuable and they are a gift from God. And we encourage them because I keep saying this because they get so much false information growing up. And even in your school book sometimes, they give you some false information or something happens. So I try to inform your kids and your children how valuable they are as an individual. That because, I'll say this before we pray. When I was living in Mississippi, Deep South, KK, Jim Crow, Mississippi, when I was 5 years old. Now, I can remember this. I was about 4.5 years old. And I lived in a farm with my grandmother and father in rural Mississippi. When I went, I would go to the mailbox. The mailbox is down the road where the rural mailbox is not, you know, the guy come and leave the mail. So our mailbox is about a half a block down away from the house. So I would go down, you know, check the mail. And as I remember, I was about 4 years old. And actually, I might have been four because as I went to the mailbox and I looked up in the sky, and this is what I said. Now, this is the negative effect when you live in a negative climate or culture. As living in the South, in the Deep South, segregated, discriminatory South, there's overtone and effects among certain people. And so as a black youth, 4 years old, I understood how black people were looked upon and called. And I keep saying why all people have to be healed. And all people need at a deliverance of some kind.
Amen.
And all nations. As I stood there, almost 4 years old, looking at the sky, and I said to my Lord, because when you live in poverty and rejection and discrimination, and you're called names and you're put down, and you're taught in the school, you're inferior, and in the community and the culture, you're called this and you feel inferior. This has an impact, a negative impact on many people, whether you understand deliverance, because most people teach only one part of deliverance. They don't teach on the complete deliverance that people need now. And I looked in the sky about 4 years. I said, Lord, why wasn't I born white? I had to be born black? I mean, these white people, they got everything. And we ain't got hardly nothing. And I said, why wasn't I born in California somewhere? Now, I'm 4 years old. Because under a culture of being rejected because of your color and your ethnic group, it has a long-range effect on your life, whether you do understand that or not. So when I tell you, hug your children, or suggest to you, hug your children and your children. Yeah. And let them constantly know their worth and their value.
Yes,
on why they were born and who they are, that they are just as precious as any other nations on the earth that God created. They are the let them know they are the creation of the living God.
Yes.
And God don't make mistakes.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And every nation, no matter what color or group, they are a blessing from God. And the greatest blessing is when they come back home and reconcile themselves to Christ. Then they become the true redeemed children of Christ. Now, if you don't do this, in many cases, I grew up in a negative society. And so when you try to recoup that group of people from being under lies and deception, they have to be healed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the reason people are scared to talk about it, well, I'm not scared, because it doesn't matter. Because I know the scope of wisdom, how it affects people, because I lived in it. And so I try to tell people to let people know how valuable they are, no matter who they are, what they are. That they are God's product, but sin came in and robbed us of many things. But every nation was... whatever group, what language you are, what culture you're born in.
Amen.
The Lord has made good in your life. Now, you may be taught a lot of lies and deception, like many nations are. But anyway, God created and sin came in and altered things. So I just want you all to learn that. Love your children, your grandchildren. You don't know what they had to deal with. These children, what they had to deal with from other people. You just don't know. And so you try to deal with them, their worth and their value, that they are loved and they are precious.
Amen.
Yes.
Do anybody get my understanding, get my drift?
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Our children in many areas of the Western world, they are hurting. I'm telling you, that we live in a Western world, and many of our society, our children, Satan wants our children.
Amen.
Very much he wants the next generation because the devil knows he's running out of time.
Amen.
And the way he can get control and change things is the same, the next generation. That's why.
Amen.
I'm telling you that he's after the next generation and the generation thereof.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why when your babies and your children are born, you tell them, young girls, dedicate those lives to Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Let them be blessed. Let them be offered to the Lord or take them to the church and have the minister bless them just like Jesus took the little children in his arms and blessed the children. Speak a word of prophecy. Speak a word of destiny to Christ. Impart the word of God to them. They may not come to it right away. Hallelujah. But your impartation of the word, prophesy over them.
Yeah.
And command the blessings upon their lives.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Our jail houses in the Western world is running over. America has the largest jail population of a free world. It's a free world now, and we got more people in jail. The people that, whatever. And they're younger and younger.
Amen. So true.
And today in the Western world, there is more spirits of violence and rage being
revealed through our younger people, who are killing their own families and killing their own mamas and daddies and killing and murdering.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now, I want to say this before we pray, that it's being released through music and drugs.
Amen.
And it again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil was a musician when he was in heaven. I said the devil was a chief musician when he was in heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
And he is now a devil. He's reversed and using the music to get control. When in heaven, it was used as he's the chief worshiper around the throne of God, the worshiper, the singers, and the music.
Yeah.
Now he's using music and the drugs, which is a type of witchcraft, door opener. And you see all this. Now it's getting worse and worse. I mean, just people in Chicago like they're going crazy. I mean, every day. So let's love on our children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get so. I learned a lot of things, experience. Don't get too busy.
Amen.
I'll say it again. Don't get too busy trying to be religious. Time, one of your greatest gifts that God give you is your children and your grandchildren.
Amen.
And let's know that the Lord calls us to learn the value of the next generation. Why we need this. Every baby that's born, whether it's a wedlock or not, or have a father, you know, of course, we know that when we have children out of a not a marriage situation, a father situation, that's not the best situation. But they can turn things around if they want to turn that curse around, because God didn't intend for children to be born out of wedlock. He didn't intend for that to be.
Yeah.
That's the sin. Yeah. That's what calls sin calls that. But when people make mistakes, Jesus has made a way for them to turn it around. After Jesus made a way to turn things around.
Amen.
And get off that roller scope, that roller coaster, and don't keep going down that roller coaster.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So let those kids know that you can turn this around. Young girl, you had a baby at 15, you know, 16, you can turn your life around. You can be healed. You can get off that roller coaster.
Amen.
You don't have to keep going down that road. That's not the road you want to go to. So let them know. They don't have to pretend have three and four babies that, like, it's a good time rolling or something like that. Let them know there is a better way.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Well, I'm saying my little say. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. So, would anybody led to what we're going to intercede in a particular area that each of one that you might want to intercede today, if y'all got any partition for any area that you want to intercede or attack today, which anyone, any of you? Well.
I've been praying, and it's been going through my mind about, I know we need to move away from self, but the people, the churches that are claiming salvation, that are claiming Christ Jesus. I'm talking about these people in these churches that's claiming these things, and it's time out to stop playing church, and it's time to be real, to be for real.
Okay.
And
right.
People, they are not seeing. Today, my husband was out today, and just, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one, just in the atmosphere. I told him, I say, you see this weather and how this weather is. I mean, it's like 6 degrees in February here and 60 degrees. And it's like you feel in the atmosphere that something is coming, you know? And, and I know that, you know, praying people, the Lord got people in these different nations that are praying, and he let me know that they're really holding back the destruction that's just like when he destroyed Solomon and Gomorrah. These people are holding back the destruction that, you know, these cities are right in. They're right in it. Ready.
Yeah.
But Lord have, you know, placed some people that are praying, holding back destruction. So I just like to, you know, like pray for the people that are for real and that really going forth in what the Lord has spoken. And it's already spoken.
Okay.
We have people that are, you know, I know we're praying for the messenger to come, but to be honest, we haven't done anything with the ones we have.
I'm afraid that's true.
I agree with Sister Anderson. That come to me that we will pray about the Satan attacking the image of Christ through the evil men. And it's going along with what she's saying because now more, quote, supposed to be Christians are coming out with more things at, that's ungodly and claiming to be of the Lord. Just like, you know, just like there, you got some that claim to be ministers and they, these are not just people, these like well-known, supposed to be Christian leaders, like singers and stuff. Like you got one that's telling people it's okay to shack up and he's supposed to be a minister before you get married. It's okay to, there's nothing wrong with that. He even went to say the Bible don't say nothing against that and all of that. So, you know, I agree. And this point is coming out even the worst more. So, yeah, I would like to come against the enemy attack on the image of Christ through the evil men.
Amen.
Okay. All right. All right. Sister Helen or Stella, you'll have a thank the Lord has given you to attack or intercede about.
Intercede for the prayer and Bible reading will be, you know, will come back into the schools again, that the Lord will put it up on the heart of the children, you know, to want to, you know, want to pray. And so, because I remember it was years ago that that the children, if they wanted to pray, that they could pray around the flagpole. I don't know if they changed that or not. But I said, like, you know, pray and intercede that the Lord would put it into the children's heart, that they would want to pray in the morning time before, you know, they go into school, you know, just around the flagpole. And so that would give, if one group of kids would come, the other will get kind of curious and want to come. And some might want to just come, just want to go out there, you know, and the Lord can intervene and draw them, you know. And so,
okay.
So I didn't know who's praying about that, you know.
Okay, Sister Helen, or she on the Sister Helen?
Yes.
This is...
I'm here. Yeah.
Okay, what...
Yeah, just like, you know, in our area, you know, the inner sea, because it's a lot of young deaf, you know, like 13 and up. And, you know, and like the other day, we had about 6 people that get killed at one time, you know, in a car accident. And 3 of them belongs to the high school that my granddaughter go to, and the other one, he belongs to the middle school, and the young guys that was driving the other car hit an elderly couple head on, and, you know, and it killed them. And so we've been having a lot of accidents, you know, traveling amongst our young people, and we having a lot of young people getting killed, you know, like shooting one another. And so and we looking at how the enemy is targeting this young generation of young men. And I had a chance to talk to some of them, and I was sharing with them that, you know, when you take a life, you have destroyed that whole bloodline of generations that is coming down, you know, through the young men. And, you know, and try to encourage them, you know, to uphold, you know, one another, you know, and stop killing your own people, your own brethren, you know, and try to encourage them about that, how that they can be whatever they want to be in life. I said, it only takes the changing of the mindset and who you are. And I said, you are somebody. And, you know, and I try to encourage them, you know, when I come amongst them, and then I introduce them to Jesus Christ, you know, as their Lord and Savior, that they might know that it is a better way. You don't have to prove yourself that you are somebody, you know, that you are somebody. And so we need prayer, you know, in those areas, you know, our young black leaders.
Amen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we have heard each one area that they want to pinpoint. So each of you have your time after one another. You can follow through with that area, as you call that area, as we intercede. I guess we'll start with Brother Nate, our elder, first, and the other, and follow through if we come in agreement with him on his request.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come together right now in this day and time, for you have given us a command to pray for all men, and that intercession, communication will be made for all. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to say that, Lord, that we know that your way is the best way, and your image is the best image.
Yeah.
Dear Lord, we see the hand of the enemy working through the evil of man to attack the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray today that, Father, that the power of your anointing will cause a conviction to come upon those who are justifying sin and using your name.
Yes.
Father, we pray for the exposure of every evil, every deception that Satan is working through to lead away the hearts of men to the place of destruction. We pray that you send your holy angels to combat the enemy in the heavenlies. We come against every principality and power that is set over every city, every state, every country right now that is influencing and leading hearts astray. Father, we pray that the pure image of Christ will be exalted and seen before the eyes of many. Father, we pray that that abominable church will be exposed for the evil that it is doing, for the lies that it's telling, and that the real Jesus will be seen in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray, Lord God, this day that you will raise up a people that will keep your image, of people that will show the true image, of people that will not take the deception and evil means, but, Lord God, that will rise up and keep the standard. And, Father, as the standard leads many churches, we pray that you will raise up a people that will uphold it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, a people that will be bold in proclaiming the way of Christ, who will be fearless, and, Lord God, who will stand firm and will persevere anything that will come their way to try to turn them away from you in the name of Jesus. Satan, we see you. We see your words. We see your plans. And we come with the sword of the Spirit. And we cut asunder your plans right now We come with the battle axe of the Lord, and we crush the plans of the enemy.
Yes, Lord,
and we plead the blood of Jesus that is all against every work of the devil right now, in every city, every country, every state right now, in the name of Jesus. Unmask the deception, Lord God. Pour the cloak off the deception in the name of Jesus. In every heart that's being led astray, that is tenderhearted, Father, we pray that you were showing to them the way of truth. We pray that the pure heart of Jesus Christ will be delivered to them in the name of Jesus, that they may know the truth and that the truth may set them free. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We're grateful, Lord God, to be serving the true and living God. And we thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity you have given us on these broadcasts. So let this prayer, Lord, ring throughout the heavens. Let it come before your ears this day. And we come in agreement with your angels to praise the Almighty King. So, Father, thank you, Lord God, for the door that you have opened and blessed this voice to come up before you and to proclaim in prayer the everlasting gospel. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Thank
Amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We speak the Lord Jesus Christ and his death.
Lord Jesus.
We come tonight. That we come, Lord Jesus. You said that we would come. We can make our requests known unto you, Lord. So tonight,
Thank you, Jesus.
Ask you, Lord God, that you would bring about a change, Lord. Bring about a change.
Lord,
we ask that, Lord Jesus, that you, Lord Jesus, as different ones go to the children and speak to the children.
Lord Jesus,
that they would seek out and that they would search out.
Not just followers of another child,
Lord God. But Lord Jesus, they would go for you and stand on the promises that you,
Lord Jesus, bless us
and give us to us. And we come tonight and we stand on those promises.
Lord Jesus.
And as we come, Lord Jesus, not only do we stand on your promises, Lord Jesus, for our children, but God, we stand on it for the nation tonight.
Lord Jesus.
The word goes across continents,
Lord Jesus.
No, Lord God, come with a sincere spirit and a broken heart, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Ask that you look upon the government and Congress and change it.
Thank you, Jesus.
And change them for the worst, for Satan's sake.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look upon them tonight that you call the great and shake it away and upon. Lord, we ask you tonight of social conditions, Lord God. Lord God, that's tearing down this, Lord Jesus. Lord. And Lord God, this relationship, these relationships between man, woman, and woman, Lord Jesus, we ask that you open up the people's eyes, Lord God.
Lord, we ask
that you touch them and cause the great that they will know, Lord Jesus, that you made promise of that man. And Lord, that
Thank you, Jesus.
To the world, Lord God. And Lord Jesus, going on out to lead these children, Lord, we ask that you touch their hearts tonight, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
So we ask that you work a work. That you work the work,
Lord Jesus. That's a supernatural miracle of works.
That you demonstrate.
Thank you.
That you demonstrate,
yes,
Lord. Christ Jesus,
yes,
to be real. And that you will,
yes,
help
Lord
us.
Jesus.
That light, Lord God, the light of the people, Lord Jesus, that confess,
yes,
your name, that it,
yes,
will not,
yes,
be Lord.
Yes.
But Lord Jesus, we will confess,
yes,
Lord God, what you have given,
yes,
us,
Jesus,
and you're telling us to do. And confess,
do it,
Lord,
Lord
God.
Yes,
Lord
Jesus.
Jesus.
Out of what we have learned. And Lord, we ask that you, Lord Jesus, call us to be bold. Give us that boldness. Give us that
boldness. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Bring
thank
it about
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Go forth and take your,
yes,
word.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Let it be
God,
so.
Tonight, ask that you,
yes,
Lord
Jesus,
the word.
Bring.
Lord God, keep the opium to Turkey, to the Sudan.
Yes.
And Lord Jesus, that you are, Lord God, bringing forth, Lord God,
yes,
and that you're up on my mind,
yes,
Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, that,
yes,
that you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you have that praying people,
yes,
Lord.
Lord. Yes,
rise up, Lord God. We ask,
thank
Lord Jesus,
you, Jesus,
that the people, true
people,
people, Lord God, that
raise up a people,
that you will bring about that revival. Bring about that,
yes,
revival,
yes,
Lord God.
Bring
yes,
it about.
Lord.
Oh, the great
bring
Lord Jesus. Thank,
yes,
you,
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
The people that are confessing
you,
your.
Yes,
bring
Lord
about
Jesus.
Bring about an awakening, Lord God, for America, Lord Jesus, that,
yes,
Lord God,
Jesus,
America, Lord, that it will be broken and delivered from that power,
yes,
of
Lord
darkness.
Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Lord Jesus. And we ask you tonight, Lord God, that you will release,
yes,
your word. Release,
yes,
your word.
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord,
yes,
God,
Lord
Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And
yes,
Lord
Jesus.
Lord God, from the devil,
yes,
Lord
Jesus.
God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank
glory,
you, Lord Jesus.
From
sexuality.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Tonight, Lord Jesus, the ones, Lord, that are confessing Christ Jesus, Lord, that are laboring their children, Lord God, we ask that you awaken,
yes,
them. That you awaken,
yes,
them.
Yes, Lord.
Awaken them.
Lord God,
yes, Lord Jesus,
with the curse of the devil. And Lord God, we ask you tonight, Lord Jesus, and ask that may your grace, may the grace, Lord Jesus, of our Christ, and
yes,
our
Lord,
faith,
Lord,
the,
yes, Lord,
upon Lord,
yes,
God,
Lord Jesus,
sinners, Lord Jesus,
yes,
and Lord,
yes,
the
Lord,
spirit, yes,
the spirit of oppression that's over the mind,
thank
Lord,
you, Lord
Jesus,
yes,
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 Lord,
grace about
confessing
show
that your Lord, that are confessing
it,
these things, Lord God. I ask
we
that you, Lord,
agree.
Break that curse, Lord Jesus.
We break it, break it.
Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That they are cursed. And Lord, I pray that you break
thank
this
you,
curse, Lord.
Break
this spirit that's going forth in this suicide
spirit.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Deliver, Lord.
Break it, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
break
Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Even, Lord God,
heal
Lord, said that you have, Lord God, people
heal
of other souls, Lord. I ask that you
yes,
raise
Lord.
All the
yes,
greatest.
Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That they would accept
yes,
this midnight cry. That they would
yes,
accept
Lord.
This
yes, Lord.
The judgment message that you would
yes,
open up
Lord
their eyes. They said they have a Bible. Lord God, that you would open it up. They may be able to see
yes,
it.
Yes, Lord.
Lord
yes.
God, hear speak.
Yes, Lord.
And
yes,
we
thank
Lord,
you, Jesus.
That's for
thank
your
you,
mighty.
Lord,
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes. Thank
you, Jesus.
Tonight, Lord.
Thank
because you,
Jesus.
You said, Lord, that we fight not
thank against you, Lord.
But against principalities.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Bring it about, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Show your right hand. Deliver.
Thank you, Jesus.
Deliver, 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 Lord. Heal.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Set free. Set free. Break every curse. Break every bondage.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
The Holy and precious name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Yes,
yes,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
As we decree,
yes,
Lord.
Jesus is paralyzed tonight in all areas, Lord Jesus, and the things,
yes,
Lord God, Lord Jesus, on this prayer line tonight. Lord, we agree and we decree
yes,
it
Lord.
Tonight, precious name, because we know that your word will not go out and return it to the
Lord. Yes, Lord,
yes, Lord
Jesus.
We thank you in Jesus'
name. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Holy Name, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. You are worthy, Lord, of all the honor and all the glory belongs to you, Lord.
Yes.
We just thank you. We just love you. And we just glorify your name, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
we thank you, Father Jesus, for your great eternal sacrifice that you made for us on the cross of Calvary. We thank you for washing us and cleansing us and redeeming us in your blood. We thank you, Jesus, that all our sins are forgiven us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you was wounded for our transgression.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you. We do love you.
Thank you, Lord.
We just glorify your name tonight.
We glorify
your name, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, and I come before you, Lord Jesus, as humble as I know how, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Your humbleness, forgiveness, Lord, for sins and trespasses that I committed in your sight.
Yes,
and Lord,
Lord
ask
Jesus.
You to forgive me, Lord Jesus.
Forgive my heart and my mind of all unrighteousness.
And help me to be the servant that you have for me to be. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Lord, and I come before you, Lord Jesus,
to lift up, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Lord, look on them, Lord Jesus. Stretch forth your merciful hands upon them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And
in the name
Father,
of the Lord Jesus.
Your holy name, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We stand in the gap, Lord.
come through.
We lift up the hands, Father, in
yes,
the
Lord
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Curse the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Lift up a standard.
Yeah,
people, mighty and strong, glorify your name. Magnify your word. Thank you, Jesus.
We
give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you for the victory, Lord. Triumphant victory. We magnify your sword.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High. Honor your sheep. Wonderful Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful Lord. Wonderful
Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Wonderful Jesus. Risen from the dead. Glory. Glory.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Lord.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank
you. We thank you. Honda on the Yoshi, Honda on the Yoshi. Thank you, Jesus. Son of the living God, risen with power and victory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Wonderful Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Heal every broken place. Heal every broken heart. Heal the breach between your people. Cast down the walls of the enemy, of the wicked one, the traditions and sins of men. Scatter the wicked one and heal. Bring forth a unified nation in righteousness. Glorify your name, Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Lord
you, Lord.
Jesus.
Wonderful Jesus, Son of the living
Hallelujah.
God, risen the power.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. And you're
yes,
risen
Lord
with power.
Jesus.
We thank you.
Yes,
we thank
Lord,
you,
thank you
that you live it to intercede
Jesus.
For us at the right hand of the Father. We thank
yes,
you.
Lord, thank
and we
you,
give
Jesus.
You the glory for the victory.
Yes,
for the prayers
yes,
of your
Lord.
People come up before you.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Glory,
Son of the
hallelujah.
Living God. Glory,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah. 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 Glory, hallelujah. Glory to
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Wonderful
Jesus.
Wonderful Lord. Wonderful
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. Lord, we end this broadcast. John, with your handmaiden and your servants,
thank you,
we
Jesus.
Pray for
thank
Ghana,
you,
West
yes,
Africa,
Jesus.
And that you would bless that nation the
yes,
return
Lord.
Of great spiritual wake and revival
yes,
in
Lord.
Ghana.
Jesus.
And
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
that you would overturn the tyrant spirit, dictators,
yes,
the oppressive spirit
yes,
over these
Jesus.
Nations.
Yes,
yes,
the deceiving power of Satan
yes,
to control be broken.
Yes,
and
Lord.
The healing and the restitution of righteousness in
yes,
the office
Jesus.
Of the ruler of those nations.
Yes,
Lord,
Jesus.
Overthrow the oppressor of your people.
Yes,
send your
Lord.
Word. Send your miracle
yes,
word
Jesus.
Of deliverance. Lift the
yes,
curse
Lord.
Over these nations and heal the land. Bring revival.
Yes,
bring
Jesus.
Spiritual
yes,
awakening
Lord.
To heal the land and heal the people.
Yes.
Call
oh,
them
yes,
a humble before you
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name
Lord,
of Jesus.
Vivid
Amen.
High wire. Vivid high wire again.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord,
awaken
yes,
them. Let that destruction cause them to awaken.
Yes,
Yes,
and
Lord.
Stir
Lord,
the hearts
Jesus.
To see your
yes,
face.
Lord.
And
yes,
speak
Lord.
The mountain of your righteousness in
yes.
Zion.
Yes, Jesus.
To bring forth the winds of revival and a spiritual awakening.
Yes. Yes,
to move
Jesus.
Upon that people in Hawaii. Awaken
yes,
them.
Lord. Yes,
unveil
yes.
the darkness and
yes,
reveal
yes,
the light.
Jesus.
Quicken
yes,
them
Lord.
To the time of the gospel and the power of its restoration upon
yes.
the land. Deliver
yes,
your people.
Yes.
Yes,
deliver
Lord.
Your people.
Yes, Jesus.
Deliver
yes,
your people.
Lord.
Break
yes,
every yoke.
Yes,
break every
yes,
curse. Break every
yes,
bondage.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The name of all the children in our area, in our
yes,
school branch, in our home, in our community,
yes,
we
yes,
pinpoint
Lord.
The powers of evil that
yes,
rise
Jesus.
Among them. The deceptive
yes,
power of
Jesus.
Satan cancel over our children
yes,
and
Lord.
Our
yes,
children
Lord.
And
yes,
our sons
Lord.
And our daughters, beginning
yes,
in our own home and our own house.
Yes,
and beginning
yes,
in our neighbors and far off
yes,
to scatter
yes,
the wicked
Lord.
One in his plan
yes,
and bind
Lord,
the strong man, the deceiving
yes,
power
Lord.
Of Satan, that you will
yes,
let
Jesus.
These children
yes, Lord.
You will not allow
yes,
them
Lord.
We
yes,
break
Jesus.
Your power and your authority to send
yes,
the counsel over their
yes,
destiny
Lord, Jesus.
And the blood of
yes.
Jesus prevail
yes, Lord, Jesus.
The blood
yes,
of Jesus
Lord.
Prevail against you
yes.
Yes,
the atoning power of the Lamb of God prevails
yes, Lord,
against
Jesus.
The deceiving power of Satan.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
in
Lord.
The name that is above every name, the
yes,
powerful
Lord.
Miracle
thank
name
you,
of the Lord
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes,
or anoint
yes,
for prayer,
Lord.
Anoint for intercession,
yes.
or
yes,
anoint
Lord,
for prevailing prayer, spiritual warfare,
yes.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus. Lord,
yes,
we reclaim
Jesus.
The liberty that we have
yes, Lord,
in this
Jesus.
Nation where they are stifling and hindering religious freedom. We
cast
this
yes,
demon, this deceiving
yes,
power over our federal government, over our
yes,
Congress
Jesus.
Senate,
yes.
and cancel
yes.
the curse of Babylon,
yes,
the
Lord.
Curse of socialism, Marxism,
yes, Lord.
Yes.
Sodom and Gomorrah, child molestation,
yes.
drugs. We cancel
yes.
every form of witchcraft,
yes,
Lord,
perversion,
Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord,
the spirit of perversion,
yes,
be broken
yes,
in the house,
Jesus,
and heal your
yes,
people,
Lord,
raise up a
yes,
righteous
Lord,
cry,
Jesus,
and a righteous nation,
yes, Lord,
shake and awake
yes,
America, humble them to the
thank
foot of the cross,
Jesus,
give broken hearts and contrite spirits, deliver us
yes,
from the
Jesus,
deceiving power
yes,
of the
Lord,
evil one, and save
yes,
to
Jesus.
The uttermost.
Yes,
yes,
Jesus.
Say the
yes,
truth,
Jesus.
Lord. Raise
Jesus.
Up a children
oh, yes,
that be your
name.
Voice and
Jesus.
Sound the nation.
Jesus.
Raise
yes.
up an army
yes,
of children and
yes.
vivid them
oh,
from
Jesus.
The heavens
yes.
and for the glory of God.
Yes.
Touch the young
hallelujah.
Children
hallelujah.
And amaze the nation.
Thank
raise
you,
up
Jesus.
A mighty army among the young ones
oh,
and
yes,
confound
Lord.
The nation
yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus.
And we
yes.
honor you today and
yes,
reclaim
Lord.
Liberty for the captive.
Yes.
In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Jesus.
Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord, Jesus.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord,
you,
Lord. Jesus.
We
yes,
love you
Lord.
Because you first loved us.
Oh,
we love you
yes,
because
Jesus.
You laid down your life and took it
thank
up again.
You, Lord.
Love
thank
Lord,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Lord, heal your
hallelujah.
People, whoever you're in this broadcast. Turn their
thank
hearts
you.
To
yes,
seek you and say yes to you, Lord.
Yeah.
Let
oh,
their hearts
yes,
say
Lord.
Yes to you tonight.
Yeah.
Let their soul
yes,
within
Lord.
Say yes to the Lamb.
Lord.
Say yes,
yes
to the Holy
Jesus.
One. Yes, yes, my Redeemer.
Hallelujah.
Yes to the salvation of our Christ
yes,
through the blood
Lord
of the cross.
Jesus.
Let them say yes and give
yes.
the Lamb
yes,
of God.
Jesus.
Let the healing power flow.
Yes.
Let the miracle healing flower
yes,
in Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Yes, Lord.
And we give you
yes,
praise
Jesus.
And
yes.
give
yes.
you the glory.
Yes,
and Lord,
Jesus.
You permit us to meet again tonight to intercede
yes,
for the nations
Jesus.
Of the earth. In Jesus'
thank
name.
Jesus.
And
yes.
we thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
It. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Thank you. Thank the Lord for
thank
another
Lord.
Blessed
thank
day, another blessed broadcast. Thank God
thank
for
you.
All of you that have been tuning in. And tomorrow night, Lord said the same,
thank
we will continue on with this prayer. We love you all. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.